In this bulletin, Melbourne emerges from a two-week lockdown. US President Joe Biden calls on global leaders to share COVID-19 vaccines. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee's Executive Board proposes Brisbane as host of the 2032 Summer Games. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Melbourne has emerged from a two-week coronavirus lockdown. Masks will remain compulsory indoors and outdoors in metropolitan Melbourne, while other restrictions have eased as planned in both the capital and regional Victoria. It comes as four people in one household with no known links to current outbreaks test positive for COVID-19. Deputy Chief Health Officer Professor Alan Cheng says authorities are investigating the source of infection of the new cases and warns undetected spread of the virus could hinder progress made.
So while it's the judgment of the public health team that we are in a position to ease restrictions, these new cases are really the strongest reminder that we are no means out of the woods yet. So over the last fortnight, there have been very limited opportunities for people to transmit infection during lockdown. And obviously what I am anxious about is that whoever gave infection to both these groups is identified quickly and doesn't have the opportunity to transmit to other people.
Authorities are anxiously awaiting COVID-19 tests that will show if a Victorian couple who went on an interstate road trip infected anyone in Queensland. Queensland Health has identified 17 close contacts of the couple, but so far only has results for three of them. They've been negative, including the infected woman's parents with whom the couple stayed at Caloundra on the Sunshine Coast. Around 400 people have been forced into isolation and are getting tested as a result of the couple's road trip from Melton in Melbourne through New South Wales and into Queensland. AstraZeneca says it's saddened to hear the death of a 52-year-old New South Wales woman who received its COVID-19 vaccine. Australia's drug regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, says the woman died after experiencing a rare and severe blood clotting disorder that is most likely to occur 4 to 28 days after the first dose. It's the second death recorded in Australia from more than 3.6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered. Professor Paul Kelly is urging people to continue getting the jab, saying Australia's getting very good at diagnosing and treating the very rare blood clotting condition.
I understand that this is very concerning news, clearly concerning news to the family that are affected. I would say this, that we have made those decisions based on the risk and benefit equation. At the moment, the AstraZeneca is a really important element of our vaccine rollout, but nothing is compulsory. So individuals who have concern should talk to their own GP about those concerns.
US President Joe Biden is calling on leaders to join him in sharing COVID-19 vaccines with struggling nations around the world. It comes after he announced the US will spend $4.5 billion to buy and donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to the world's 100 poorest countries to help speed up the pandemic's end. The US commitment to vaccine sharing comes on top of 80 million doses Mr. Biden's already pledged by the end of the month and ahead of a meeting of the Group of Seven in England. Mr. Biden says it's in everyone's interests to make vaccination widely and speedily available everywhere.
This is a monumental commitment by the American people. As I said, we're a nation full of people who step up at times of need to help our fellow human beings, both at home and abroad. We're not perfect, but we step up. And we're not alone in this endeavor. That's the point I want to make. We're going to help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners.
US officials hope the summit will conclude with a communique showing a commitment from the G7 countries and nations invited to participate to do more to help vaccinate the world and support public health globally. To sport, and the International Olympic Committee's Executive Board has proposed Brisbane as host of the 2032 Summer Games, with the choice to be put to a vote next month. The Queensland capital was chosen in February as the preferred host of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. IOC President Thomas Bach says the decision now lies in the hands of the committee's members, who will vote on the 21st of July ahead of the Tokyo Games. If negotiations conclude successfully, Brisbane will become the third Australian city to host the Games after Melbourne in 1956 and Sydney in 2000. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the nation today. In Perth, a shower or two, a top of 20. A cloudy day for Adelaide, 17. A possible shower in Melbourne, 16 degrees. Rain for Hobart, a top of 14. 13 for you in Canberra with a shower or two. A possible morning shower in Wollongong. 17 for you, a cloudy day in Sydney, 16. Partly cloudy as well in Newcastle, a top of 17. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 20 degrees. Cloudy and 27 in Cairns, and fine weather in Darwin, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you haven't done so already, check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for special features as well as more analysis of the day in news.